name of Václav Babinski is familiar to almost every Czech. The Babinski legend lives thanks to a folk song passed on from generation to generation and curiously most popular with very young children. It tells the story of a notorious criminal named Babinski who's awaiting execution in a flea-infested prison. In today's Czech history, we find out whether the song remains true to history, and we look at the life and legend of the 19th century Bohemian highwayman, Václav Babinski.
Jdi, má milá, jdi domů, já mám totiž zejtra popravu, popravu. Jdi, má milá, jdi domů, já mám totiž zejtra popravu.
Although Babinski is a well-known character in the Czech Republic, not many people are aware that he was indeed a real historic figure and that you can still visit his grave on the outskirts of Prague. Ethnologist Adam Votruba specializes in the history of robbers and highwaymen in Europe. He wrote a book dedicated to Václav Babinski.
Václav Babinski byl loupežník, který žil v 19. století.
Václav Babinski was a 19th century robber. He embarked on this course at a very young age, never having done any honest job. He ended up in prison and was released after serving a 20-year sentence. In his old age, he worked as a gardener in a convent in Řepy.
Byl nakonec propuštěn a ke stáru pracoval jako zahradník v klášteře v Řepích.
That is Babinski's life in a nutshell, but let's have a closer look. Václav Babinski was born on August the 20th, 1796, in the village of Pokratice near the North Bohemian town of Litoměřice. It was perhaps his restless soul that urged him to live a life on the edge.
Ten jeho životní příběh byl takový, že on se dostal do armády.
Babinski was recruited into the military, and because the service time was long and he didn't like it there, he tried to get away. He finally succeeded by feigning insanity. He was placed in the Invalidovna dormitory for war invalids and veterans in Karlín, but he escaped from there and returned to his native region. He started hanging out with vagrants and other dubious types and joined a group of bandits active in the Litoměřice district. Afterwards, he became independent and started robbing on his own.
Podnikat toto řemeslo na vlastní pěst.
In Czech popular culture, highwaymen are usually portrayed as hairy, bearded men, wearing shabby clothes and living in remote caves in the forests. But according to Adam Votruba, that idea hardly corresponds with reality.
Loupežníci většinou nežili v lese, ale Babinski každopádně...
Highwaymen usually did not live in the woods. In any case, Babinski lived the life of a vagrant. He traveled from place to place. He had accomplices in different villages who let him stay the night. He did not so much prey on random travelers on the roads, even though such cases were reported too. He mostly committed burglaries in homes whose owners were known to have spare cash in the house.
Majitel domů má u sebe dostatek peněz.
By looking at his pictures, you would hardly guess Václav Babinski was not a law-abiding citizen. He rather looks like a well-to-do gentleman.
Existuje jeho autentický portrét, který pochází...
There is an authentic portrait of his. It comes from the mid-19th century, from the time he was imprisoned in Spielberg in Brno. It is an old painting by an anonymous artist. It corresponds to two photographs from his old age after he was released from prison. It is true that he wore decent clothes and sideburns, but that was the fashion of the day. But the idea of bearded highwaymen wearing ragged clothes does not correspond to reality. Highwaymen usually try to dress well, if possible.
Oblékat poměrně dobře.
Václav Babinski was accused of 12 crimes by the Austrian authorities, but convicted of only 6 of them. He was found guilty on 3 counts of burglary, an attack on a public official, using a false passport and stabbing one of his victims to death. Adam Votruba again.
Působiště Babinského bylo v severních Čechách na poměrně rozsáhlé...
Babinski operated in North Bohemia, in the Litoměřice, Mladá Boleslav and Děčín districts. He came from a bilingual family. He spoke perfect Czech and German, and he moved around areas inhabited by both Czechs and Germans. A few times he managed to escape imminent arrest. Finally, he decided to leave the Czech lands and left for Poland, where he tried to start a new life. Nevertheless, after 5 months in Poland, he was arrested, and after about a year, he was extradited to Austria for prosecution. There is also unconfirmed speculation that Babinski could have originally come from Poland, because Babinski is quite a common surname around the town of Łódź.
Příjmení Babinski je v Polsku poměrně časté v okolí Lodže.
First arrested in 1832, Babinski was finally sentenced by a Prague court in 1840 to 20 years of jail. In 1855, he was transferred to a prison in the town of Valdice, from where he was finally released in 1861. A violent criminal with hardly anything praiseworthy about him, Babinski nevertheless soon became the subject of legends.
Legenda o Babinském vzniká už za jeho života.
The legend of Babinski emerged already in the course of his life. If we look at the written documents about this legend, the oldest ones come from the time when Babinski was still in prison. As early as that, stories circulated of him reportedly stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, idealizing him. At the time of his release, there was a boom of printed materials about him. There were broadside ballads and novels depicting him as a noble highwayman. Besides that, oral legends evolved. They were recorded much later, but must have emerged at that time.
Adam Votruba says heroic legends usually appear at times when there is social demand for such a type of hero. People in the first half of the 19th century had a number of popular highwaymen, the fashion having originated in Germany. Václav Babinski eventually became one of them, and stories about him circulated in both Czech and German.
Zajímavé je, co se týče pověstí o Babinském, kterého...
As for the Babinski legends, which depict him as a noble highwayman, these were spread practically only among Czechs. He made his fame in the Mladá Boleslav district, but for example in the Děčín region, where he committed several burglaries, there are no legends left about him. There is only one German legend which mentions his name. On the other hand, novels about him were usually first written in German and subsequently translated into Czech.
Byly v zápětí přeloženy do češtiny.
So does the modern-day children's song about Babinski also come from that period? A question for ethnologist Adam Votruba.
Pravděpodobně vznikla později a co se mi podařilo vypátrat...
It probably emerged later. From what I could find out about the song, it certainly existed in the 1930s. I have not found any older sources, but I can't rule out that they exist. It is a remake of an older folk song, a sentimental prison ballad. It is known in an old Prague version which begins with the words prison, oh prison. Those lyrics were later adapted to Babinski. The song doesn't even respect the basic facts about his life, because he wasn't executed, whereas this song describes his execution.
Babinski nebyl popraven, zatímco v této písničce se zpívá o jeho popravě.
The song also mentions Babinski's lover. Do we know anything about his family life?
Babinski pocházel z rodiny nádeníka, měl dva bratry.
Babinski came from the family of a hired hand. He had two brothers, and as a young man, before he was recruited into the military, he helped his father with menial jobs in gardens around Litoměřice. As for marriage, we have no reliable information. He had a partner, Apolena Hofmanová, who was also his criminal accomplice, and was sentenced to prison along with him, but the two never married. He might have got married during his short stay in Poland. In the Book of Convicts in the Spielberg prison, there is a record of his status as married, but no details are known, and we know nothing about any offspring.
Nic bližšího o tom není známo. Ani o potomcích se neví.
After Babinski was released from the Valdice prison in East Bohemia, he spent his final years in a convent in Řepy, now part of Prague. Adam Votruba again.
Babinski vlastně celý zbytek života strávil v tom zmíněném
klášteře. Babinski spent the rest of his life in a convent in Řepy, where there was a women's prison and an orphanage. He worked as a gardener. He got the job on the recommendation of the prison administration just after being released. According to records, in the last 3 years he was incapable of doing any hard work in the garden, but he wove baskets and made brooms. He died there in the convent in Řepy and was buried in the local cemetery. The grave is still there, it is taken care of. The old broken headstone was recently replaced with a new one, and interestingly, fresh flowers keep appearing on the grave.
Zajímavé je, že stále se u něj objevují květiny.
Despite his eventful and dangerous life, Václav Babinski lived to the ripe old age of almost 83. He died on August 1, 1879. Although long forgotten as an actual person, his name still lives on in a song sung by Czech children.